On the evening of July 22, 1983, 10 candidates running for mayor of Baltimore City sat in a circle in the TV studios of WBAL-TV. Each was invited to make the case why he should be mayor. Included in the 10 candidates were Democrats Clarence Mitchell III, George Russell Jr., William Billy Murphy Jr., and incumbent William Donald Schaefer. Among the Republicans were well-known Republican stalwarts Ross Pierpont and Samuel Shapiro, and a totally off-the-wall, out-to-lunch, perennial candidate for public office and town character, a former postal worker named Monroe Cordish. Each of the candidates was able to make his points. Mayor Schaefer stressed the achievements of his 12 years in office. Mr. Murphy made the argument that black participation in Baltimore City government had been egregiously low. But Mr. Cornish, when his turn came, stunned the audience with his revelation, albeit off the subject at hand. He said he had inside information in advance about a six-man conspiracy led by John Hinckley that planned to assassinate President Reagan some 2 years earlier. After the debate ended, the television station reported that it had received over 200 calls from viewers expressing their outrage about Mr. Cornish's ridiculous allegations. Street consensus held that Mr. Cornish was crazy to talk that way. In the general election that followed, the voters re-elected William Donald Schaefer, giving him 162,000 votes. But when the ballots were counted, no less than 4,112 Baltimoreans cast their vote for Monroe Cornish, effectively endorsing his claim that he did indeed have information about a six-man conspiracy that attempted to assassinate President Reagan. All during the campaign, the Baltimore establishment and the pundits held that Monroe Cornish was crazy and wrote him off as a loser. But the record shows that in the 1983 election for Baltimore City mayor, Monroe Cornish took away 4,112 votes from the mighty William Donald Schaefer and Billy Murphy. Not bad for a guy everybody called crazy.